Yo, what's up, brother? We back, episode 9. Happy reopening. The California's open, bro.
I know. Cheers. About damn time, Newsom.
Cheers, brother. But dude, I feel like I'm walking around without the mask, but I feel like I'm getting mask shamed still. What about you?
Nah, dude, I went into Ralph's the other day. I saw a small handful of people without it, but honestly, I don't care. They can mask shame me all they want. You know what? Because okay, so is this the new rule though? So like anybody you see wearing a mask, they're you instantly think they're not vaccinated, because what is the point of wearing a mask at this point?
I don't know. We don't have to go into that. I'm just saying, I felt like still without the mask, I'm like, someone's looking at some Karen's gonna yell or something.
Let them. I'll welcome it on. I'll welcome it. Come at me, Karen.
That Tuesday night was electric, huh? Dude, that was amazing.
Place was popping. Mookie with that late home run.
Dude, amazing. That's so loud. That's what we do. Yeah. We're back. COVID's over.
My good buddy, who I play in a league with, he is the PA announcer for Dodger Stadium, Todd Lights.
What?
Gotta see if we can get him on here. He's the PA announcer and he posts stuff all the time. He was posting like stories and stuff on Instagram of the crowd. It was electric, dude. I wish we should have been.
Why
there,
were we not there?
I don't know. Fuck. Why were we not there?
You know, we need to go to next week against the Cubs at home.
Dude, I've been to Cubs Dodgers games. So many Chicago fans. It's so annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying. So Dodgers, what they want? They took 2 or 3.
Took 2 or 3.
It's fine.
Right where we need to be.
Seager is taking BP this weekend, so that's good.
That's good.
Bellinger back to the IL, right?
Yeah. And I heard them talking about, like, if you're the Dodgers, like, okay, just get it out of the way now. Let him get back to the IL. I mean, I don't know. He's got to get healthy.
Yeah.
He's got to get healthy. That's all that matters. Get healthy. If it takes another month, I'd rather it happen now than, you know, September, October. Yeah. So
Chris Taylor's an all-star, right? Did he get kind of?
He's got to be. He had to be.
If he's not, come on.
I know, dude. It's highway robbery if he's not.
What
he's got to be.
What else? Oh, so speaking of, so we got Diamondbacks this weekend. Did you see him? I did not know this until there was an update. Bro, they just set the record.
What's up?
They just lost 23 road games in a row. It's a record, MLB record.
Dude, that's a fucking stat. I did not know that.
Why haven't we bet them every
favorite? Oh, my God. You know what? This is the problem. We've started to reopen. People are going back to work. Other people are busy. We got to get on this, man. We got to do a better job. But they're home. We're the road team.
They're home, but they've lost 15 in a row.
Yeah, so we should have been hammering that. If we put $100 on every single one of those games, how much would we be up there now?
That's better than freaking putting money in Dogecoin at this point, right?
That's still a thing.
So if we don't sweep the Diamondbacks, we're frauds this year, right?
Well, you know what? Let's take it easy on the fraud talk, because we've been wrong a few times now. We called the Clippers frauds. They still pulled that game off the other night with
Kawhi. I've been a downer on playoff P, but dude, that's how you step up with your best player out. That was amazing. Yep.
We've been wrong on that one, and that's why, dude, the other one we stepped up at, dude, Durant the other night, was a game.
Legacy game, right?
That was a game. You know what? And he needed this too, because he needed to show he could do it without Steph, without Draymond, without all these guys that he had up in Golden State. Dude, Kyrie hurt. Harden was like a shell of himself in that game. Durant said, like, let's go. Get on my shoulders.
Yeah, what's the game? Is our Bucks tying it up?
We got one right now. Let's see.
Are they going
to tie it up? 7.5 to go in the fourth. Milwaukee's up by 10. 87-77. 7.5 to go. So
okay,
we still got some game left.
All right. I would love to see a game 7 Durant and Brooke. Oh, he'll probably go off again. I got to watch.
How much longer Kyrie done? When is Kyrie back?
They said not for this series.
You think he's done for this series for sure?
Oh, I don't know.
Harden's looking better tonight. Harden's looking better tonight. So they needed that. That helps big time. God, the one that kills me is Kawhi, dude. That's massive.
These injuries are killer.
They've been talking about this. They've been saying this because the condensed season, everything's so short and compact. Like they knew these soft
tissues. I'll give LeBron that, but the players agreed on this. But they made a lot of money out of this. And a couple of these
100%.
A couple of these injuries are freak accidents. LeBron stepped on someone, Kyrie stepped on.
I agree. 100%.
There's only a couple injuries where they get hurt every year. I don't think AD was in shape this year. Maybe Embiid. I don't know.
The other one is you got Chris Paul on the COVID list now. So he's in COVID protocol. That
is COVID. Is it over or not?
I've been saying it's over. To me, it's over. I don't know. But yeah, again, we talked about this. The Suns with that sweep, Suns in four.
That guy, did you see what he got? Signed jersey and tickets.
Booker hooked him up. Yep. And I don't even know why exactly. I mean, the worst thing that happened to that guy is he got a beer poured on himself. The other fool came in, tried to cheap shot, and the Suns and four dude just fucking gave him the business.
Dude, he grabs him from the lower thing and then punches his friend. And then Suns and four.
Yeah. He was fighting two guys at one time, and that one dude bitched out. He took uppercuts to the face and then went off running like a little girl.
I don't even wear NBA jerseys usually. I can't rock an NBA jersey, but say if we went to the game, dude, we got to at least have like one Joker jersey, one Murray jersey. They came with two Murray jerseys.
And did you see the Suns and four kid gave an interview and he said like, yeah, this clown had like four watches on. He was like talking about how he was wearing four watches on his wrist.
Did he say how it started?
He said that they were just talking trash. I think the dudes behind them were drunk. They were talking trash. And he told them like, oh, scoreboard, go away, sit down. They ended up pouring a beer on him. That's the story. Yeah, there's a video from another angle of them pouring a beer on his head and he stands up and he like grabs the guy by the jersey and like there's a scuffle, but he lets go of him. He's arguing. The clown who pours the beer, you can see him like taking stuff off his wrist, putting it in his pocket, and then he tries to take a cheap shot at him, completely misses. Suns and four just freaking hockey style. It was almost like he was going to pull the jersey over his head. What a legend, and starts uppercutting him.
I just love it. It's amazing having fans back. And I know
we buy that guy a beer.
Some people say social media. I mean, there's pros and cons social media, but shit like that is why social media is amazing. You catch it on TV, and now he's talking to Devin Booker, getting on podcasts, going to the game.
Well, did you hear Suns players? I forget who it was, said that they actually saw the fight from the court. Like they saw it going on from the court, from the bench.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so that's that series. How about, dude, Sixers 26-point lead at home. Oh my god! Good thing I bet them first quarter. I think that's the move. That's the thing I've been doing: betting the home team's first quarter. They always jump out to an early start.
I like that. But if you're the Sixers, how do you come back from that?
Dude, Ben Simmons
on your home court.
Ben Simmons is a fraud, bro.
And Embiid missed two late free throws down the stretch too.
I know, but at least that guy, he's playing through a meniscus tear, and that's tough. And him and Seth Curry are. And then Tobias Harris, he's getting paid a lot. It's like, dude, where are these guys? You need
how much were they up by at the start of the fourth?
What was it, like 20? I don't know.
Oh my god! But dude, hey man, we've been saying it.
Trae Young, give him credit. Bogdanovich, that guy's a legend.
You know what? Here's the thing: what does the NBA want right now? If the NBA gets like a Utah versus an Atlanta. That they do not want that, right? What are the ratings going to be for that?
Ideally, I'm thinking they want Clippers Nets. That's the best.
That's exactly what I'm saying. They want Clippers Nets. Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing Suns Hawks because I feel like those two teams match up very nicely.
It'd be amazing.
You got Devin Booker, you got Trae Young. Like, I would love that. I'd watch that. There's some of these series you guarantee, like, the NBA does not want to see a couple of these teams make the finals.
Please, no Jazz Hawks, please.
How much money do you think is out on open tickets right now in Vegas for the Nets to win it all? How much money is on? I mean, Lakers had a ton of money. Vegas made a killing on that. Gosh. If the Nets get bounced, Vegas is going to make a killing on that.
Well, that's why Vegas is Vegas. They keep fucking building hotels.
Yeah, nobody's got Hawks to win it all. Like, let's just face it, nobody has the Hawks to win it all.
Or Suns. Is Chris Paul out? How long is he going to be out for?
I haven't seen when he's returning, but I know he's on the COVID list. I don't know. Is he have to just test negative twice in 48-hour period or something? But here's the thing. They're not going to play for like another 4 or 5 days. I mean, that's the thing. They're just sitting getting cold right now.
Especially, so do you, I don't think that's good for teams. Do you?
I don't think it's good at all. No. Yeah. Right now, basketball's a momentum sport. Watch. I think the winner of this Clippers Jazz series is going to take the Suns.
So say that goes seven. We take whoever plays Suns game one, right?
I like it. Well, let's see, because if it's Utah, Utah's at home. So okay. There's your first quarter bet. Yeah. If it's Clippers, it's in Phoenix.
But they're going to maybe be a little rusty. Clippers are coming off a huge – I mean.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think take Utah or Clippers game
one. But without Leonard, it's hard to judge. Playoff P's not going to do it. I guarantee he's going to have like a one – he's going to have like a 10 for 26 shooting night tomorrow.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe Utah's not who we thought they were. I mean, they played without Kawhi the other night, and they were able to take it.
Well, there's a difference between them being a great regular season team and then – playoff team. That's like the who was that? Beast. That was like Colts Manning, where they were always amazing. Yeah. And then
everybody wanted to see Manning versus Tom in the regular season, but never stood a chance in the postseason.
I know, but Tom would always kick his ass, right? Unless Denver beat him, but Denver beat him because of the defense, not because of Manning that game, right?
Yeah, but Tom also didn't care about the freaking regular season. That's how good Tom was. Tom was a different person in the playoffs. It's the reason why he's got so many rings on his hands.
That's true. And then this knee story, dude, he was hurt the whole year? Or is this Tom just trying to get attention?
But he's not the attention-seeking type of guy. That's something LeBron would say. Oh, you know what? I got poked in the eye every single game. I saw three rims every game. I feel like Tom's not that guy, you know? Tom's not that guy. All right. Wow. All right, this escalated quickly. We got Milwaukee up by 17 now.
Okay. So we got a game seven. We love game sevens, especially with Durant.
I don't want to bet against Durant in a game seven.
God, I've called Chris Middleton a fraud so many times, but he stepped up tonight. 32 points. Good for him.
Hats off, Chris. Great job, Chris.
NBA is like, they're like, fuck, if it's Bucks Jazz, no one's gonna watch.
Yeah, I mean, those are two markets. Like, does anybody care? No, yeah, nobody. This is one problem with all of sports, except for maybe the NFL, because NFL, you got great fan bases across the country. But when it comes to like a lot of other sports, if you don't have a team from one of the coasts, you're kind of screwed. Unless, you know, I mean, think about baseball, Cubs, Cardinals, they have a big following. Other than that, you need a team from one of the coasts.
Oh, I know, because thank God they had Dodgers in the World Series last year. But dude, no one wants to watch Tampa Bay.
Well, it's sad too, because you know what, Tampa Bay in that World Series or that whole season, they were the good baseball team, dude.
They were the best team all year, right?
They were a legit baseball team. On that roster is stacked of like guys that can play, the guys that can throw, guys that can rake. They're a good baseball team, but who's watching them?
Dickie V is, baby. Oh, another NBA. So Carlisle, dude, we talked about Brad Stevens. Carlisle's out. Don Nelson's out. I think Luka's out, dude. He doesn't want to stay in Dallas anyways, right?
I think they got rid of Carlisle for Luka. I think Luka said it's either me or him.
Ooh.
And I think Cuban said, wait 1 second, hold on. Carlisle, later.
Well, Carlisle said he wants to move on, but every coach says that.
I think it's like nobody gets fired. You given the option to resign.
So now what Cuban does is he goes to Luka and says, who the hell do you want as a coach, right?
Yeah. Name another player too. He has to get another player. He has to get help.
Yeah, him and Dame. Could you imagine the
Dame? I think Dame's gone. I don't think he's going to stay. You think he's going to stay?
I don't think so. Can we put him in New York? Oh, that would be amazing.
Can we put him in LA?
I'll take it. No, I thought we're down for No, I thought you were down for Schroeder over.
Oh, fuck no, dude. Schroeder, 0 points, dude. Come on. 0 point Schroeder.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know what? We'll take the 84 and we'll go give it to Dame for like 2 years. And I'm sure he'll take it for 3 years.
What's another thing I want to bring up? Oh, so the Bears, I know Andy Dalton's a great guy and he's a decent QB, but you can't trade up and say Dalton's our QB one, man. What's he going to learn? It's something it's maybe learn from, but what's he going to learn from Dalton, dude? Just put him
The only thing I can think of is, like, he's going to be the QB for, like, the first five games of the season. You know, he's going to be the QB for the first five games of the season. Let Fields learn the offense, let him get the rhythm of an NFL game. And then maybe you bring him in this. I mean, are the Bears expected to do anything this year? That's my whole take. Like, I think
they had their run. Their year was when they had the defense and then the double doink. That was their best chance.
I mean, their biggest mistake was getting rid of Jay Cutler. Jake fucking Cutler. I couldn't say that with a straight face.
I hate being a dead horse with Rodgers. I feel like we talk about it always, but what's LaFleur saying? It's same whoever's there at camp. That's
yeah. He's saying that they got one plan and their plan is Rodgers. So I don't know. I think what the more interesting story in the NFL right now is this whole entire Le'Veon Bell, Andy Reid, social media fiasco.
But a point like that, he's had three problems with three teams. At a point like that, he's got to look himself in the mirror. I think it's Le'Veon. Dude, Andy Reid, everyone loves the guy.
A guy like that can't self-actualize, though. They're never going to get to the point where they look in the mirror and say, maybe I'm the problem. Doesn't work that way.
I know, but like
that's the problem.
But everyone's going to side with Reid. This guy's had bad things in the past with other coaches.
Of course. And you know what? Here's the thing. The Chiefs, they don't need you, Bell. They don't need you. You can run your mouth. They're going to win without you.
I know.
They have players. You're lucky that you're on this team right now on a playoff contending, on a Super Bowl contending team. They don't need you.
Well, not at all.
Be happy. Be happy that you're there.
Now what? Julio, we already talked about Julio. Nothing else. NFL, it's still
slow. Slow right now. What else we got going on? We got golf. We got Euro.
Oh, golf. Hey, Brooks, 2 under. He's right there. I love it.
Pull it off?
I hope so. I'm going to live bet him.
Let me see. I don't even know.
Xander's up there.
Where is Lefty?
Lefty's +4. DeChambeau's +2.
Where's Lefty with my +7,000 bet?
Yeah, to miss the cut. I bet him. I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah, he's going to miss the cut, I think it looks
No. They got to bounce. Today was a weird day. They had a late start because the fog.
Oh, I think they're still playing right now, aren't they?
So they're going to have to start round. They're going to still play in the morning, tee off super early.
Yeah, Oosthuizen's still out. Rahm is still out right now, it looks like. They're just finishing up.
We'll see. We have to start. We have to go. Going into the weekend, that's when it's really good. It's like moving day, right, as they say.
Yeah, moving day. Come on, Lefty. Pick it up here.
Let's go, Brooks, though. Xander's up there. A little tennis. The Nadal's out and Osaka out, both the Wimbledon.
Yep.
Nadal says his body's not right. I wish I'd have known that when I fucking hammered him against Djokovic.
I know. Do you think he's just saying that because of that Djokovic loss?
Maybe.
I mean, they're getting old, dude. He's been around for a while, you know? Tennis does not do good on your body. It's a tough sport on your body.
What else does he have to prove? Nothing, right?
Nothing. Nothing here. He's already the king of clay. I mean, what else? Does he have a grand slam? Has he won all of them?
I'm pretty sure he has, dude.
He has to have, right?
I think so. And then Djokovic, and his main thing is the Wimbledon. So he's going to win back to back. Actually, he's going for the grand slam, right? This year.
He still hasn't won a Wimbledon.
No, he won the US. No, he's won it, but I'm saying this year he's going
to
win all
four. Oh, he's trying to do the true grand slam.
I think so. I think he won the US Open. I said this
a couple weeks ago, dude. I think men's tennis is down, dude. Men's tennis is down. There's not that many guys on the tour right now that people get excited about.
Well, besides those three is what you mean. Those guys are legends, yeah. But what happens when they're gone? Well, Djokovic is going to be there for the next. He's going to be there a long time.
I mean, where'd Murray go? I mean, it's slowly falling apart, I feel like. They need another young superstar like women's tennis has.
That Tsitsipas guy, he's a young stud, but obviously he's not going to grab. I don't know.
Yeah, he's got a ways to go, I think. You know.
we're not even tennis guys. We watch a couple things a year. That's it. So I'm okay with it.
if you can bet on it, we're those guys. We'll become tennis guys. If you can bet on it, we're tennis guys.
Bro, I've been getting crushed. Bro, I've been getting crushed in the Euros. Not because your bets. Bro.
My bad.
France, Germany. You didn't even say this one. I said both teams to score. I thought that was the lock of the year. How does Germany not score?
Dude, neither team scored, dude. That was an own goal. Neither team fucking scored. There was so much hype for that game, and that game was garbage.
But don't you think both teams to score is a good bet? Or are they?
I would have thought so. I mean, there's so many storylines to this Euro. I love it. I'm hooked. There's so many good storylines right now.
What else did I bet?
That parlay for the Italy game. That was an epic parlay, man. I thought that was going to hit.
I didn't even watch the game, but you were keeping me updated.
Yeah.
I took Netherlands, Austria over today. Oh my gosh. Over two and a half?
Yeah. Oh my God. Austria, you got to score, man. Austria. I thought Austria could have been a dark horse in that group, man, but I don't know.
I'm just blind betting overs. It's not working.
You got to blind bet overs on Italy, bro. They've got
nothing,
both games.
Yeah, or I should just been betting Italy. You were right. Oh, my dad wanted to give you a shout out for calling that 3-0 against Turkey. Good shit.
Did he take it?
He didn't take it. He didn't take it, but he
said. Big storyline is De Bruyne's back. De Bruyne's back for Belgium.
And he scored.
He put one in today. Yeah.
All right. Can we look at the games tomorrow? I'm pulling it up right now.
So we got Sweden, Slovakia. We got Croatia, Czech Republic. We got England, Scotland. England, I don't even know what it is. They win easily. They got to be huge favorites against Scotland.
They are, but I thought you said they're kind of frauds. One of your rules.
Yeah, they're going to get through the group, though. It's going to be later in like the quarterfinals where they're just going to fall on their face, probably. And don't forget, England is – I'm pretty sure England is the youngest team in the entire Euro. So, I mean, they got a lot of inexperienced guys.
I got my boy Sterling, right? He scored the –
Yeah. A lot of guys with no experience and a lot of hype. That's not good, usually. That's not good.
Hype is – That's like our main thing in sports. Hype is never good, right?
Exactly. And when you're young and that hyped, like it never usually ends well.
Give me
Sweden, Slovakia is an interesting one. Sweden, they drew against Spain last game and they actually looked good. They actually looked good against a tough Spanish team. Granted, I don't think this is Spain's best team. I don't know about that game. That's a tough one. Sweden, Slovakia. They need to win.
What about Croatia, Czech Republic?
You know what? I actually had Croatia as one of my flop teams this year in this Euro. Everybody was hyped on them from the last World Cup where they went to the final. They beat England twice. They went to the final, lost to France, 4-2 in the final. I think everybody was hyping them up this year. I think their golden age is done. I think some of the players are too old. Sneaky, watch out for Czech Republic to maybe pull off an upset tomorrow. But
okay, all right.
I love a good underdog. I look at underdogs before I look at favorites.
And I like the Czech Republic's
the underdog in that.
Which game's going over tomorrow?
Are they all 2.5?
I didn't check that part, but you think England scores at least 3 or 4? Maybe Scotland's not that good, right?
I don't know, 3 or 4. I would stay away from that over. If anything, take the money line on England, but they got to be big favorites.
Yeah.
I could see the Croatia Czech Republic game going over. That's the one I could see going over because I think it's going to be a good game. I think both teams score. I think Czech Republic is sneaky, man. Don't sleep on Czech Republic if I'm Croatia right now. And plus, Croatia lost to England. They have to win this game if they have any hope. They have to win. So they're going to come out and try to score.
Okay.
All right. Well, Czech Republic beat Scotland. Czech Republic beat Scotland. So, yeah, Croatia has to win. They need to come out and score. So I think they're going to go for a goal. And whenever teams do that, it leaves the back open. And Czech Republic, I take the over in that game. There's my pick. Take the over in that game. I just talked myself into it.
I'm in. So we got going back. Yeah, keeping on gambling. All right, so
we got the Nets players pulling a LeBron. The Nets players have actually walked off the bench. Game over, 89-104.
What's Nets players? Durant, the main guys, or?
Yeah, they all walked back to the locker room already.
So it's going game seven. When's the game? Saturday night?
Game or, seven, yeah.
Are they doing
Bucks it? Won this thing handily.
Are they doing it Sunday, 12:30? Let's see. Game seven. Saturday night. All right.
All right. We'll be at Robinson's.
Yeah. For the boys. Oh, yeah. Going back to gambling. You know, Dodgers should sweep. They're going to sweep Diamondbacks. I know they're at home. But so once Diamondbacks get on the road, the streak's going to end when I jump tail the home team against them.
That's how it always is, dude. Come on. We've been around long enough to know how Vegas knows us, I feel like. Every time we bet, Vegas knows, and we bet. Let's see. What's the pitching matchups? We got Bauer going in game one.
They don't have it posted for the other ones.
The guys, Caleb Smith's actually not terrible. So
I was disappointed last night. We let Zach Wheeler freaking.
Dude, yeah.
We can't get shut up. Whatever.
It's every dog has his day. Every broken clock is right two times a day.
I know, dude.
We got Bueller, we got Bauer going, then Bueller, and then Gosselin. So
there's no way we don't sweep. Come on,
we have to. We need a good run again. We need to make a good run. I mean, we've been playing well. It's not like we've been playing bad. No, we just have a loss here and there, and that's it. But we're playing. We're fine.
How about Pujols? It's working out well.
It's working out well. Is it me or did he like? He looks just massive. Did he put on weight? Did he put on some pounds? Was he Anaheim
getting jacked or is?
I wouldn't say jacked, bro. I'd say he's looks. That's the ultimate dad bod he's got going on there.
He's hitting the ball, so
he's on the Pablo Sandoval diet, I think.
Oh. All right, so we got the soccer locks down. Who wins game seven? Because our next pod is going to be after that. Who wins, Nets or Bucks?
Dude, I gotta go with Durant, man. I'm going to go with Durant. It's hard to bet against Durant in that situation. I think Harden will refocus. He'll be back. I'm interested to see. They got to have a line already, right?
Yeah, and do you think Hawks goes it out tomorrow, or do you think that goes seven as well?
I actually like the Hawks because I think, again, if you're the Sixers and you just got beat that way on your home court, I think if you're the Hawks, I think you bring the fucking kitchen sink.
And they have no pressure on them. The pressure's all on the Sixers.
Get a win one out of two.
Yep.
And let's see, Hawks are a +3, +130. Oh, I'll take the Hawks. Clippers are a +1, -105.
Croatia over to the Hawks money line. Dude, that starts your Friday off, right?
I like it. I actually like it. Let's see. Croatia's a -0.5 goal favorite, +122. Interesting.
All right. Do you think, what about the
Czech Republic's +240 over 2.5? Yeah, I like the over in that Croatia Czech Republic game. Take it.
And do you think, the Clippers series goes seven, or do you think Playoff P is going to will his team to victory again tomorrow?
I think that series goes seven. I think it goes seven.
They have full.
I think you.
They have full capacity tomorrow night, though, if that makes a difference. I know
Clippers Utah fans. Comes in to the Clippers. I think that goes seven. I think take the Hawks at +130. I think the Hawks end it.
I like that too. And then, but
I think the Hawks end it.
I don't know if Clippers, you think it goes seven with the Jazz. Conley's still out. That's their main piece. And Mitchell says he has ankle soreness. So I don't know.
Tough one.
We'll see. It's going to be a hell of an NBA weekend.
The other thing that I'm liking too is college football just posted their win totals, over under win totals.
Oh, really?
Bama and Clemson over 11.5.
Are they doing the playoff thing this year? The expanding or not yet?
I haven't paid attention. I missed it. I think they're waiting one more year. I think they have to agree on it. You know how fucking the NCAA is, man. It's so shady.
They're like the MLB. They always NCAA and MLB always get something wrong. What's the MLB rule? 10 games and with pay?
Dude. Who was it that tweeted? Who was talking shit?
Wasn't it Bauer?
No, somebody else talking shit. Who was it? Somebody in the American League.
Glasnow.
No. Somebody was talking shit like, oh, you're going to give 10 games for cheating with sticky substance.
It always relates back to the Astros. Players
0 games.
Yeah, there you go. MLB always fucks them.
Fuck, man, Fred.
He's the worst.
Manfred's on the list. Manfred just made my list. He's right below Fauci. I'm writing his name in.
But we're not going to hear from Fauci anymore, right? Since COVID's
COVID's done. When the next virus that comes, then we'll hear from Fauci next year.
Well, what's he going to say? 2 weeks to fucking slow the curve?
Yeah, exactly. He's probably already preparing his speech. No, this virus did not come from China. Whatever. I'm not going to get into that.
We're not good at that. All right, bro.
All right, man. Let's go.
We'll recap it. All this shit. Hopefully, our picks come through. Cup. Let's go.
They got it because, you know what? By the time this podcast gets released, that game's going to have happened probably already, and I don't want to look like an idiot. So I don't know if our producer can edit all that out. I mean, the guy works miracles. I don't know if he can work that one.
Yeah. And Mark, Meredith, I see you're coming on the next show, bro.
Yeah, Meredith. Charger cheer. Here's what you do. You take this little case, right? You put the fucking charger in the bottom and you're good to go.
And you'll be back, bro. All right.
All right, man.
Later, man. Go Kepka.
Later.
Later.